Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello, egg lovers, this is Adam.
对，我们真的生活当中好多人爱吃鸡蛋啊，上一次我们做了 Easter eggs 这个彩蛋的节目， 留言专区就有很多朋友说， 你们赶快教教我们这个鸡蛋不同的做法，英语怎么说。 所以今天呢，我们的show就是要教大家这个很有营养的鸡蛋怎么做最好吃。
That's right, we're going to talk about our favorite ways to cook eggs, the best way to cook an egg, maybe?
但是见仁见智哈，不过呢，我是觉得鸡蛋啊，就最近吃是大家特别关心的话题，也希望上海的朋友，我爸爸妈妈也还在上海哦，这个吃的问题能越来越好，越来越缓解吧，也希望家里至少有一些鸡蛋可以来做蒸鸡蛋呀，煮鸡蛋啊，或者最好吃的番茄炒蛋。
Oh, Jenny, now you're speaking my language.
那咱们就先从番茄炒蛋开始吧。Okay,
so this is a very, very simple dish that is not all that simple to translate, is it?
对，因为中文不管咱们说番茄炒蛋还是西红柿炒鸡蛋啊，我们都是把这个番茄放在前面，从来不会把蛋放在前面。但是英语里面， well, Adam, I actually want to ask you, 是说，因为 I've heard both tomato and eggs and eggs and tomato.
Yes, I think people who say tomato and eggs are trying to be more faithful to the Chinese order. But yeah, I always hear people say eggs and tomato as well. So I think the most important thing, just don't say tomatoes and eggs.
哦，所以这个单数复数的问题就是用英语表达番茄炒蛋， 不管你把eggs还是tomato放在前面都OK， 但很重要的就是tomato就不加复数，对吧？ 鸡蛋通常我们会加复数。
Right, because tomatoes, when we count tomatoes, those are the actual things. Like, this is one tomato, two tomatoes, three tomatoes, four tomatoes. But when we chop or cut up the tomatoes and add it to a dish, it's just tomato.
Oh, okay. 好，对，因为你把它切了嘛，你也搞不清它里面几个是单数还是复数。
Right, 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 right.
那番茄炒蛋啊，这个真的是我觉得是一个国菜。 You know, I think this is the most Chinese egg dish.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good.
对对，那中文，而且我们会很清楚的告诉你它是怎么做的，它是炒出来的，它不是煎的，它也不是煮或者蒸的。那么炒英语要怎么说呢？
Okay, so this actually comes up in some translations for 番茄炒蛋, scrambled eggs and tomato.
Oh, scrambled, 这个就是大家到国外那种什么，你只要吃早餐，他那个鸡蛋他都会问你说， 你要它scrambled还是别的做法。 所以scrambled就是给它这样倒一倒，炒一炒， scramble就是这个动作，对吧？
Yes, exactly. But for us, scrambled egg usually means we're adding lots of butter and milk.
对，你们应该加酱油，加点什么葱。什么butter milk有什么好吃？没有，但是我想问你啊，炒不是还是stir fry也是炒吗？
Stir fry, yes. Stir fry is a newer idea in the Western world. It has not been around for very long. Scrambling an egg, I think, has been around for thousands of years.
对，其实我就觉得scramble是和egg，就当你说炒鸡蛋的时候，不管是咱们中国的番茄炒蛋，还是外国人的他加butter and milk的那个炒蛋，scramble就是和egg这个词搭配的。 对吧？但是你要说我喜欢炒蔬菜啊，炒肉片啊什么，那个你用stir fry， 就是stir fry是一个更准确的动词。That's
right.
那讲到这个番茄炒蛋啊，我觉得每个人都会有自己不同的做法。我们其实前两年还做过专门一集节目，因为有些人喜欢什么先炒鸡蛋还是先炒番茄，然后呢consistency， 有些人喜欢水一点的，有些人喜欢稠一点黏一点的。 然后呢， some people like it sweeter, some people like it less sweet. But anyway, 我觉得这个番茄炒蛋就不管你怎么做，或者不管你是把它放在白米饭上面配饭，或者配面，对吧？就像北方那种打卤面，都很好。It's
hard to go wrong.
对，所以英文就是说无坑零坑的这种，你不会出错的。You simply can't go wrong with tomato and eggs.
That's right. You can't even go wrong with how you say it, really.
好，那说完了这个番茄炒蛋呢，接下来的这种蛋，你是不是也是到了中国才哇一个大发现？天哪，我怎么以前就吃白煮蛋太无聊了？我早应该茶叶蛋。Where have you been in my life?
Right, where have you been all my life? Exactly. Yes, this was a great, great discovery in the history, in the story of Adam.
好，茶叶蛋也是我们再熟悉不过的 ，and it's a very popular breakfast item. 那这个英文要怎么讲呢
？So here we just need to say tea egg. We don't need to say tea leaf egg. It's usually just tea egg.
Oh, tea egg. 那茶叶蛋它就像刚刚说的嘛，基本上就是个白煮蛋，但是它特别就特别在那一锅这个。卤一锅汁里面有茶叶啊，然后还有很多很多的香料。
Right, so we use all kinds of seasoning, all kinds of spices, and you let the egg marinate in that seasoning.
嗯，对 ，marinate 就是有点那种腌，对吧？就是你要把很多味道让它入味，这样泡进去。比如说你做肉啊。Barbecue 啊，还是你怎么弄的？你要 marinate， 而且很多时候 marinate overnight 过夜。
Right, right, exactly.
嗯，好。那既然讲到这个茶叶蛋 tea eggs， 它是一个升级版的白煮蛋。那我们还是要回到 basics， 白煮蛋英文怎么讲
？Well, the most general idea is the boiled egg, but of course, people have different preferences. Some people like to boil it for a very long time, and that means the yolk, the yellow part, is very hard, and some people like that to be very, very soft.
嗯，好，所以最主要的呢，你是要 boil 这个 egg， 对吧？要去煮它。但是呢，就有的朋友喜欢这个蛋黄，硬一点儿；有的朋友呢，喜欢它溏心蛋软一点啊。所以英文我们可以讲 hard-boiled eggs， 就是里面这个蛋黄，它就是完全是。凝结凝固起来的刚刚蛋黄是怎么说啊
Yolk
Yolk Y-O-L-K 就不是 yellow 对吧什么 yellow egg,
That's right
Egg yellow
That's right
Yellow Egg yellow
It's not a crazy question though Jenny Because we do say the egg white It's the egg white and the egg yolk
啊，对哦英文真的很不 logical 蛋白你们是说 egg white
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Sorry, guys.
好，那如果你不想吃这个煮的那么透的啊，你可以就做 soft boiled eggs， 里面那个蛋黄呢会稍微稀一点，对吧？这个蛋黄稀一点，或者就是比较有那种黏黏稠稠的感觉，英文可以怎么讲啊
？Okay,
你不喜欢是吗
？I don't like runny eggs.
Oh, runny.Runny, R-U-N-N-Y, 就是用跑步 to run, 但是这里是个形容词说的就是这种比较稀的东西。
It's like a river runs, a river
yeah, yeah, yeah.
runs through it.
哦、oh, 就像是液体在流淌。你不喜欢你的蛋流淌的话you need to hard boil it.、
Mm, exactly, exactly.
诶其实跟这个 boiled eggs 还有很像的就是另外一个词叫 poached eggs。
Mm, that's right. I actually don't know the difference between poached eggs and steamed eggs. I think they're pretty similar in their preparation style.
没有 steamed eggs 是那种，哎呀，就是小 baby 他不吃奶，然后可以吃 solids 的时候，就是会先吃鸡蛋羹，或者叫蒸蛋啊 ，depending on where you're from， 可能叫法不一样。但是你说那个 poached eggs 是水波蛋。就是你知道吗 ？Steamed eggs， 你会把那个蛋先打蛋液，这个 egg yolk 和 egg white， 你要先打嘛，然后再加点水，再去 steam， 再去蒸。可是 poached eggs， 你不会去打它 ，you don't beat it， right？ 就英文讲 beat， 你就直接就是 poach 水波蛋。
Oh, okay, all right. Jeez, you learn something every day.
不是西餐那个 brunch 很受欢迎的 eggs Benedict 本尼迪水波蛋吗？就是上面还有个酱，有个奶奶的那种荷兰酱 ，Hollandaise sauce. So that's a poached egg, right?
Okay. Yeah, my dad always made poached eggs, and I always remember there would be water in a pan. I guess that's why I'm thinking steaming versus poaching here.
对啊。 哎呀，你看你对于蛋太不了解了，你还有很多新的蛋的做法可以尝试。哎，好，哎，那 Adam， 你喜不喜欢吃荷包蛋啊
？So again, I actually do not like runny eggs, and the one way that you can make sure your eggs are not runny is to fry them.
没有，但是荷包蛋如果煎一面的话，那个蛋黄还是软腻，还是你觉得很恶心的呀
？Nope, I just fry the heck out of that egg.
啊，好，那这里我就要问你了，因为荷包蛋煎鸡蛋啊，最 general 的 term 就是刚刚 Adam 说的 fried eggs。但是如果你喜欢吃它不是两面煎，单面煎的，这个英语可以讲。
Well, this is a cool phrase, sunny side up.
Right, this one is very graphic, 很形象，因为就像一个太阳嘛。
Right, exactly.
好，但是如果你像 Adam 一样，你是喜欢这个它两面煎的，英语可以讲
over easy.
Over easy 就 over， 你要把它 flip over， 对不对？两面煎。
That's right.
好，so we've covered a lot of different ways to cook and eat an egg.哎，还有一个在国外非常 popular 的做法，特别吃早餐或者 brunch 早午餐，就是一个那个中文应该怎么讲啊？蛋饼，但 I haven't found the perfect translation for this. Yeah,
no, that's not gonna fly today. Omelet, the omelet.
Okay, an omelet. 这个怎么拼呢？
Well, there are lots of ways to spell this. Generally, in America, it's pretty simple. So it will be O-M-E-L-E-T. In Canada, we like to be a little more fancy and add more letters.
在加拿大就是 O-M-E-L-E-T-T-E, 对吧
That's right.
好，那不管哪种拼法，总之一个 omelet 呢，就是，哎，我查字典啊，剑桥告诉我这个东西是煎鸡蛋、煎蛋饼、摊鸡蛋 ，none of which， 我觉得我们中国人听到这三个，我们脑子里想的东西都不是 omelet， 我们就是想的煎蛋饼，就是天津的煎饼果子，山东的煎饼果子。
Right. Yeah, exactly. So no, different thing altogether. This is a wonderful invention. If it actually was French people that invented this, then we must say.Thanks, guys. Because, the omelet is fantastic.
Omelet 就是它首先 you beat the eggs, right? 就是你要把蛋黄、蛋白打在一起，然后呢，里面会加各种各样的东西，蔬菜啦，或者什么 bacon 啦，各种各样的、right? It has a lot of stuff in it.
It does, yeah, it does. So I get where these translations are coming from.But it's not really a roll. It's just kind of folded over. And that's where the art of making the omelet comes from is, you know, anybody can cook that egg. But when you actually go to fold the egg over onto all of the delicious ingredients you put inside, that's where a lot of problems can happen.
Oh, 对。所以 Adam 刚刚讲的是重点，就是这个 omelet...它通常出来的形状是一个长方形的，就有点像一条被子 ，right? It really looks like the 被子，因为你通常我们是用个圆的锅嘛，或者日本人那种也像 omelet， 日本人就专门有一个长方形的锅，所以这个还是有技巧的，因为你要在一个圆锅子里面，对吧？就像你说要 fold 折一下，然后呢把那些 ingredients 都包裹在里面。有的因为里面还有 cheese， 它会有这种流心的 like 爆浆的。 So yeah, this one is pretty good, I must say.
Exactly.
好，哎，我记得上次我们留言里面还有朋友问我们说，就是那种蛋花汤英文怎么说
？Ah, yes, egg drop soup.
哎，不是 egg flower soup 吗？蛋花。
Yeah, I guess it could be.
啊，没有，但我觉得 egg drop soup 也挺好的，因为它是。就告诉你这个是怎么做的。你做蛋花汤就是要把它 drop 到那个锅里，对吧
？Right, yeah. So some people, you know, they're a little bit more practical in their translations. Other people are a little bit more poetic.
Yeah. 好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，要告诉大家两个，就是留言专区有很多朋友问我们说啊，这个咸鸭蛋怎么说？然后呢，皮蛋怎么说 ？Because they're both very, very Chinese, 非常好吃的蛋的料理方法。
Oh, yeah. Okay, that appetite that I had before when we were talking about the 番茄炒蛋, I think it just disappeared.
可是这两个很好吃啊, 但可能就是我们英文说的 acquired taste, 因为对 most Western 西方朋友来说, 他不习惯这种味道, 是吧?
Well, over here, we have a type of egg called the pickled egg. And I love pickles, all kinds of pickles. Put any vegetable you want into a pickle, and I'm very, very happy. But just the idea of a pickled egg or a salted egg, I don't know what it is about it. Just, I think I need to have more of an open mind.
对,国外其实也有就比较像我们咸鸭蛋的,但它是用鸡蛋做, 它叫pickled egg, 就是把一个 hard-boiled egg 放在那种酸酸的,就是酱菜的水里,对吧? 所以是, I've never bought those. 因为我觉得肯定不会有咸鸭蛋好吃。能配粥吗? Maybe not. Probably not. So, 咸蛋,你们直接就说 salted,对吧? Salted eggs.
Right. Most importantly, we don't want to say salty, because usually when we say salty, we're complaining. Like the soup is too salty. This is too salty. Salted just means salt has been added.
Yeah, it's a way of cooking.
Right, or preserving.
Right, right. 好,最后,皮蛋.
Is that the century egg? The famous century egg?
Whoever came up with this translation, 我也不知道是要感谢他呢,还是... 因为我觉得你看到century,一个世纪,世纪蛋, you either think, wow, this is the coolest thing ever, or you think, oh, this is... 就是会有... 很两极化的那个反应.
An egg that has been sitting around for 100 years. that's the other.
但是皮蛋还有别的叫法, 就是我看过有 100-year egg 或者 1,000-year egg, just same idea, 反正就是 long time.
Even better, yeah. That's like they discovered this egg that Caesar left behind in Rome. Would you like to try it?
你们就是乱翻译我们的中国菜,好吧,毁了这个菜。其实皮蛋多么好吃, Adam,你不是爱吃饺子吗? 其实北方很多饺子馆,它就是饺子也可以配皮蛋呀。
You know, I think I probably have eaten it in something before. I'm almost sure of that. Yeah, it's just my mind, my closed mind.
你不是还爱吃豆腐吗? 有一个凉菜啊, 皮蛋豆腐也很好吃啊。
Okay, Jenny, well, I'm going to crack open Uber Eats over here and see what Toronto's Chinatown can give me.
对,我觉得你可以从凉皮现在转到皮蛋豆腐,夏天嘛,也是很凉爽的吃了。好,那我们今天的节目就到这儿,不知道大家最喜欢吃的这个蛋的做法是什么啊。Yeah,
let us know. And what kind of 番茄炒蛋 do you like? Do you like super sweet? Do you like it a little bit salty? Have it with rice? Do you have it with noodles?
对,还有你番茄炒蛋里面会不会放番茄酱, ketchup? 因为我真的,我以前大学有个室友, 他说里面放番茄酱。
I could see that as being problematic for some people. Cheating, yeah. Okay, let us know your thoughts on that too.
好,那我们今天的节目就到这儿,感谢大家的收听,我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.